Let's head to Canberra now, where there's been a bit of a buzz in Parliament House lately, but it hasn't been around the politicians. Native bees moved into the premises in October, and now they're getting a second colony. Claudia Long has more.
It's not often you see a beehive going through an airport-style security scanner. But for apiarists Anne and Jeff Ross, it's all part of helping some native bees move out of home and into a new hive at Parliament House.
Bees here do exceptionally well. Last year, we were able to harvest honey.
The hives are designed to maintain a stable temperature to protect the bees from summer heat, and there's already one in place outside the staff dining room. The new colony will be in the garden outside the office of Speaker Tony Smith. For Parliament House's head beekeeper, Cormac Farrell, it's an exciting moment, because unlike their honeybee cousins, who already live on the grounds, the native bees don't have any stingers.
We can have people really close to them and perfectly safe.
The honeybees aren't just freeloading, though. You can find their produce in the Parliament shop when you buy a jar of honey or a bottle of honey vodka. And not to be outdone, their new native bee neighbours will be making their own contribution to the Parliament, according to Cormac Farrell.
The native bee honey, which is known as sugar bag, is a really high premium specialty product. So it's been used in desserts for official dinners.
Unlike honeybees, native ones don't make loud buzzing noises. So how do you spot them? CSIRO's curator of bees and wasps, Juanita Rodriguez, has some tips.
Look for flowers. Most of the native bee species are a lot smaller than the honeybees, except for blue-banded bees. If you find a larger bee similar to the honeybee size, but it has blue bands on their abdomen.
Some politicians have already been visiting the new guests at Parliament House. And according to Anne Ross, the bees are already getting an online following.
I think word's getting around. We're popping up on Instagram here and there. The politicians are doing selfies or little Instagram posts in front of the hives. We encourage all the staff to come and say g'day, have a look at them.
There are plans to move the stingless bees into public areas of the premises soon. But until then, keep an eye out for native bees in your area over the warmer months. It's their favourite time of year.
Good advice there from Claudia Long.